This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. While Ukraine's defense of the eastern region of its country against Russia's onslaught of artillery isn't going too well, there was one promising development for the nation today. Ukraine now one step closer to becoming a member of the European Union. EU leaders granting the country candidate status, which it also gave to Moldova, another Eastern European country living under the thumb of Russia, and this move likely to anger the Russians.
But it's precisely because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine that the EU is moving so quickly to bring in these new countries. Ukraine's acceptance into the EU is not guaranteed, and it is not without complication. Several EU member countries expressed reservations admitting a large war-torn country. Meantime, Ukraine is still aspiring to be a member of NATO. With us is Miatek Bodashinsky, professor of U.S. foreign policy at Pomona College. He's a former State Department diplomat in Albania and Kosovo. This is clearly not what the Russians had in mind when they invaded Ukraine. Their goal was to keep NATO and the EU at bay. So what is Russia's reaction likely to be?
Yes. Hi to both of you, and thanks for having me on again. It's a paradox, all of which you just identified, right? That they carried out this illegal invasion to try to keep Ukraine from joining the West. And then in the course of that, Ukraine becomes even closer to the West. So they're not happy about it. But there's little that they can do. And, there's a chance that it might have happened anyway, but certainly their invasion sped it up.
In the short term, what does it offer Ukraine? Because there's been commentary over the last few weeks that right now it seems a lot more like coming in words, like we support and we're going to continue to, but where are the uptick in deliveries? Where are more weapons? I mean, they need to survive.
Yeah, I mean, so this move declaration that Ukraine is now a candidate state for full membership in the European Union is largely symbolic. It doesn't immediately provide for any of what you're talking about. But symbolic moves are also important, and I think it does offer great hope to Ukrainians, perhaps additional motivation as they repel this invasion. But in the short term, it doesn't offer additional weapons, nor does it offer additional assistance outside of the military sphere either.
So a morale boost, at least?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in the long term, it could lead to eventual membership, but there's a long and difficult road ahead.
And doesn't that long and difficult road ahead also to some degree annoy other countries that have been on that waiting list a lot longer than Ukraine?
Yeah, and that was part of the debate within the various organs of the European Union. So we're talking about countries like Serbia, like Albania, like North Macedonia, that have been waiting now for a long time. Serbia, for instance, has been a candidate state for 10 years. And, you know, some people would say that it's important to let those countries in first to show that the offer of admission is credible. And also because those countries, frankly, have done more to carry out the needed reforms. There's also some reasons not to let in those countries that we could talk about. But certainly that's part of the debate.
Who else is trying to get on the list? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Moldova being in a precarious situation.
Yeah, so Moldova also made it, actually. That was part of this decision taken by the European Council. Moldova is now also a candidate state, and that has geopolitical reasons behind it, because Moldova is one of these countries that has also been threatened by Russia. In fact, part of its territory is one of these breakaway, self-declared breakaway republics that has Russian troops on its soil.
I mean, is there a downside, by the way, for a country being part of the EU? I mean, certainly Britain didn't want to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a downside if you're a net contributor to the EU, and I think that was part of, you know, if you're a rich country, in other words. But if you're a new member and you're a poor member, then the benefits are tremendous, from, you know, visa-free travel and ability to work in the European Union, to, of course, massive amounts of assistance for your agricultural sector, for instance. All the Ukrainians have to do is look across the border in Poland. And of course, many Ukrainians are in Poland right now to see the benefits that EU membership can bring.
Does it change the balance of what they will be doing in the future, you know, assuming that Russia doesn't take over Ukraine? Because they're all going to be voting members, and I imagine that kind of shifts the power when new countries join up.
Yeah, and it's a reason that some countries and existing members of the EU were wary about putting Ukraine on the waiting list as well, because it does shift the balance. And the fact that countries like Poland and Hungary are members of the EU and have become powerful countries within the EU, but also, frankly, you know, are under their current governments, at least, don't always share the values of the EU, that's created problems. But not only in that sphere, in all kinds of areas, the poorer countries with different historical experience are going to have different interests. And of course, the EU depends on consensus to implement policies. So having a country as large as Ukraine and as poor as Ukraine will complicate things a lot. Still, we saw a very, very strong endorsement of its candidacy, and that shows that all these other existing EU members were willing to put aside those kinds of concerns for the moment.
Miatek Boduszynski, professor of U.S. foreign policy at Pomona College.
That's the exact...
I reversed them.
Yeah, but I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.